let's pick up the pace now. Show me what you got.
Whoa, Mindy, what is going on in here? And why are there caterpillars running on tiny treadmills?
So glad you asked, Guy Raz. I just opened the first caterpillar-only fitness center. I was reading about how a caterpillar has to train its whole life to become a butterfly or a moth.
Well, that is true, but I'm not sure that's how they train.
I also read that they need to be super energized in order to enter metamorphosis. So I thought they could use some help getting ready.
So you made them tiny treadmills and miniature dumbbells?
Ooh, I think it's time to make some more green leaf protein shakes.
Mindy, it's time for the game show!
What'd you say, Guy Raz? It's time for the fame tow?
No, I said we have to start the game show!
Oh, the game show! Okay, places, everyone, places! Nope, not you, caterpillars, you keep running.
And hit the theme song in 3, 2, 1.
And now for everyone's second favorite game show after, do I want fries with that? It's two whats and a wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two whats and a wow!
Welcome back, wowzers! It's time for another rousing edition of Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left you on Friday.
We gave you 3 weird, interesting, unusual facts about inventions and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, scientists have invented a clock that is powered by dead grasshoppers?
Was it B, cotton candy was invented by a dentist?
Or was it C, duct tape was invented to close wounds like a high-powered Band-Aid?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Natalie from Ohio. Natalie, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Natalie. I live in Columbus, Ohio, and my wow in the world is that cotton candy was invented by a dentist in 1897. Say hi to Reggie, Grandma G-Force, Thomas Fingerling, and Dennis for me. Bye!
Winner, winner, cavities for dinner!
And there you have it, wowzers. If you guessed the answer B, cotton candy was invented by a dentist, you found the winning wow! Congratulations, Natalie!
Cotton candy was first created in the year 1897 with the help of a dentist named William Morrison and a candy maker named John C. Wharton. Together, they created a machine that spins heated sugar through a screen, which makes the hair-like cotton candy we love.
But if you guessed A or C, you weren't too far off.
For those of you who guessed A, scientists actually developed a clock that is run by dead flies.
Ugh. And if you guessed C, duct tape was actually invented during World War II because soldiers needed waterproof tape that was easy to tear.
Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning contestants what they won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning wowzers will be taking home one of Mindy's impractical inventions, an invisible taco-holding necklace.
Long gone are the days where you have to hold your own invisible tacos. With this stylish taco-holding necklace, you can wear your taco and eat it, too.
Congratulations to all the winning wowzers.
We're going to take a quick break so I can feed these hangry caterpillars, but when we come back, it's another round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for NPR and the following message for parents come from NPR and NPR member stations. Support your local station at npr.org/stations.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to today's round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow.
Our category today is caterpillars. Mindy, will you please refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. We're going to present you with three scientific facts about caterpillars. But, and this is a big but, only one of those facts will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, contestants, let's get started. Which of the following facts about caterpillars is a true scientific wow?
Is it A, masked birch caterpillars rub their booties on leaves to make music, but only when they're alone?
Or is it B, once a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it forgets all of its experiences as a caterpillar?
Or is it C, caterpillars have more muscles than humans?
One more time, is it A, masked birch caterpillars move their rear ends on leaves to make music only when they are alone?
Or is it B, once a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, it forgets all about its experience as a caterpillar?
Or is it C, caterpillars have more muscles than humans?
When you think you have the right answer, write it down on a sheet of paper and email it to your school principal to let him or her know.
And check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Crayon Metamorphosis.
We challenge you to turn any crayon you have lying around the house from a caterpillar into a butterfly.
Now, how do you do that, you might ask? Well, just follow the stages of metamorphosis. Since your crayon will be starting off as a caterpillar, you can make your way into the next stage, pupa, where your caterpillar will begin to cocoon itself.
You can use paper or leaves or anything else you find to cocoon your crayon.
And then, while your crayon is cocooned and getting ready to turn into a butterfly, you can start creating the wings. Use pipe cleaners, paper, coffee filters, or even gift wrap.
Use your creativity and your research skills to turn a crayon into a beautiful butterfly.
And once you finish, snap a picture. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures to us at tinkercast.com/share. We'll pick a few and share them with the world.
And be sure to check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game. And we'll also play another round of... Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Wow in the World, and our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time, keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.